And I would like now to welcome Maxwell Lucas. He is working with us here on the Radio Cafe. He's here speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Hey, you are, among other things, the producer of the Lulz Comedy Night.
I am. And tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, you'll be able to see me making a fool of myself with with professional clowns at Skylight downtown. It's 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Excellent. So Skylight downtown on San Francisco Street. And we've got all kinds of things happening coming up. David Geist is always there for Geist Cabaret on Friday and Saturday nights at Pronzo. And on Saturday night, the 18th of April, there's a special evening. Barbara Bentry and John Rangel will be doing music and poetry about spring. You might want to make reservations, 984-2645.
And let's see, tonight at St. John's is when you can catch Azar Nafisi, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, 7:30.
7:30 tonight at St. John's College, a free lecture. For those of you who didn't know that they do this, they bring in fantastic lecturers. And it's at 7:30, St. John's College up on the hill. Azar Nafisi is the author of many books, including Reading Lolita in Tehran. She's really fantastic, and we had her on the air earlier this week.
Yeah, I think it was, yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday, and her new book is called The Republic of Imagination, and it's really good. I just love that book. All right, so now it's early in the show, but I think we got to do it. Cat of the Week.
Cat of the Week?
Cat of the Week.
Who is this week's Cat of the Week?
Well, it appears that this week's featured cat is Rhoda. She's a very social little kitty, and she thinks everything is for her entertainment. She loves to supervise human activities. Rhoda will sit on your lap and follow the cursor on your computer. She would do well with a gentle dog, but not other cats or children. Someone who works from home would be preferable. She's a beautiful girl with a short black coat and white feet, chest, and mustache. That's a good kitty.
That sounds like a good kitty.
If you want to adopt her, you can call 316-2281 in the 505 area code. You can also go to Felines and Friends on the web, fandfnm.org, or write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
And remind me, Mary Charlotte, if we wanted to meet Rhoda in person, where do we go?
You know, I don't know. I think you should call 316-2281 because they do have events at Petco and, let's see, weekly Petco adoption events Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4, and then at Tecatu in Sambusco the first Saturdays, but that's already over, and Prosperous Pets during store hours. I was actually over at Prosperous Pets yesterday buying dog food, but I didn't see a black kitty there, so you never know. I think best to give them a call.
All right. They move them around. Isn't this weekend the last weekend to see Macbeth?
I believe you might be right.
I believe this is the last weekend to see Macbeth, which I hear is great. It is playing tonight, tomorrow and Sunday, and it's at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Excellent. And nothing like a good tragedy. Tonight at 7 o'clock, I mean, tonight at 5 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, they're having the 5th annual reception to honor the winners of the Cimarron Sky Dog Award for Equine Photography. Now, we usually get them on the air talking about that. For some reason, we didn't do it this time around. But, boy, they have an amazing exhibition over there. I mean, basically a contest of horse photographers. And there are some just absurdly great horse photographers who enter this contest. The winning photographs will be on display in the store's cafe. Until the end of May, the winners will be on hand for the event. The Cimarron Sky Dog Reserve provides forever homes for captured Mustangs, either adopted from the New Mexico Forest Service or the BLM. They now have 33 horses that run free year-round at the Shadowland Ranch near Watrous, New Mexico.
So if you like cats or horses, we've got something for you here in Santa Fe.
Indeed.
Speaking of people who love horses, a friend of mine, Cena Brush, is debuting a painting show at Backstreet Bistro tonight at 5:30 to 7:30. There will be a reception. That's paintings by Cena Brush, and it should be good. She's a New Mexico cowgirl.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to do a ticket giveaway, and we're going to give away a pair for Revenge of the Mekons, a documentary about the British punk country band that survived for almost 40 years. It's now playing at the CCA, and the winner will get a pair for any screening. So if you want to give a call right now, you can call 428-1382, and the fabulous Nick will take your name.
I'll call right now.
Hey, here's another one. On Saturday, tomorrow, from 2 to 4, popular musician and lecturer Oliver Prezant will begin a weekly series on the Santa Fe Opera 2015 summer season, sponsored by the Santa Fe Opera and held at Collected Works Coffee House. The event is free, but early arrival is suggested to ensure a good seat. The series becomes a must-attend for those planning on coming to the opera this summer. Saturday's lecture is titled Italians in Paris, Donizetti's Daughter of the Regiment. Oliver Prezant is music director of Santa Fe Community Orchestra. And for further information, you can call 986-5928.
Yeah, he's great. And I didn't know until last season that I actually loved Donizetti. And I think he's the best.
He is the best. They're always so funny.
I have a suspicion now that Donizetti is actually the best. But we'll see. This season might, you know, set the record straight for me.
You know, the title of the best, one could argue that it's somewhat subjective.
It depends. I suppose that depends.
In any case, Sunday afternoon, April 19th at 4 o'clock, also at Collected Works. I'm going to do all the Collected Works ones now. The locally curated poetry series Muse Times 2 brings internationally recognized and acclaimed poet Anne Waldman to Santa Fe. Oh, my goodness. And award-winning poet Arthur Z. They're together for a reading by two major heavyweights in the poetry world. Then on Monday, historian David Roberts will talk about the book Lost World of the Old Ones, Discoveries in the Ancient Southwest. That's at 6 o'clock. The narrative continues the hunt for answers begun in Roberts' classic book In Search of the Old Ones. On Wednesday, April 22nd, award-winning author of The Infinite Tides, Christian Kiefer, presents his new book The Animals, which is lauded as a tough-minded thriller and meditation on instinct, memory, and the nature of friendship between species and man. I'm actually reading that book now. I'm going to try to get him on the air next week, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Any good?
So far, so good.
Nice.
Yeah. And Thursday, April 23rd, at LaShonda Barnett comes to Collected Works with Jam on the Vine, which is a book given awards by the magazine O during the month of February, and Miss Barnett is being compared to Toni Morrison and Alice Walker. It's her first and already best-selling novel. I hear it's a really, really good book. So definitely Thursday, the 23rd.
Very cool. It's incredible how many authors we get through that bookstore there.
It really is. Both local and from out of town.
Somebody over there must be working very hard.
Dorothy Massey, shout out.
Let's see, tonight I think is the debut, is the first time that you could see the Mary Poppins musical from Santa Fe Performing Arts.
Yay!
They're putting together the City Different Players and the Teen Ensemble, and if I remember, this is the first time it's been off Broadway. This is its community theater debut, and it's tonight at 7 p.m., and where is it? At the Armory for the Arts, and it's at 7 o'clock tonight. I think that sounds fun.
Yeah, we did a little piece with them earlier this week, and boy, there are some seriously talented young actors and singers and dancers in this town. Okay, tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning at Marty's Meals, Dr. D. Blanco, veterinarian, will be giving a talk called What's for Breakfast? How to Feed Your Carnivores Without Meat. And make simple, healthy breakfast for your dog, and stretch your grocery budget, and eat lower on the food chain.
That dog food looks good enough for me to eat.
Yeah, but most of the dog food they sell is meat. Anyway, you know, so there you can go and have a choice of meat or not meat. But anyway, interesting conversation tomorrow morning.
Let's see, here's another one from this week's program. On Saturday at 8 p.m., there's the Romelia Quartet, who I was stunned and astounded by. This is a beautiful quartet of female singers playing Balkan music. And this is at 8 p.m. at the San Miguel Chapel this Saturday. And that's the Romelia Quartet.
Yeah, and boy, they're good.
They're really good. Yeah. I was shocked.
Yeah. Here's an event that there's an opening reception today called Expressions in Weaving, a group exhibition of tapestries by New Mexico artists. And weavers Connie Ensman Forneris and Barbara Marigold and Robin Ryder. The opening is today from 5 to 7. It's open daily from 10 to 5 at Marigold Arts at 424 Canyon Road. For more information, marigoldarts.com.
Let's see, for anybody who wants to see the drag show, just last night I was talking to a friend of mine who's going to be in it. That's the Jukebox Cabaret at the Lodge tomorrow night at 7:30, where doors are at 7:30 and the show is at 8:30. That's at the Lodge, the Jukebox Cabaret. It's hilarious, and it's a good time. If that's the way you swing, it's a lot of fun.
Always good to swing in multiple directions. Dancing with the Stars. Dancers, Mayor Gonzalez, Adelma Inasco, Trey Naylor, Faye Kirby, Hugo Sena, and Sheena Nice are going to be dancing tomorrow at the Farmers Market Pavilion with judges are going to be there. And the whole thing is the Parents Association at Santa Fe Prep, and it's a fundraiser for their Breakthrough Santa Fe program for tuition assistance. So, a good cause, and watch the mayor boogie down.
You said Javier Gonzalez, the mayor.
Indeed.
Tomorrow at the farmer's market.
Yes.
Is going to be dancing in public.
Yes.
For charity.
Yes.
I like the sound of that.
Gotta be there, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed, indeed. Let's see.
Oh, never mind. I already did that one. Go ahead.
Let's see. Also tomorrow at 10 in the morning through 4, the public library is having a book sale where they're liquidating old stock there. So starting at 10:30 in the morning at the public library, you will be able to pick up gently used library books, and from time to time you can find something good there.
Yes, indeed. Bird Thompson will be reading from his book, Extreme Times, Diary of an Eco-Buddhist. That is at 2 o'clock on Saturday tomorrow at Opposite Bookstore in San Busco Center on Montezuma Street right here in Santa Fe. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to support your local bookstores. It's so easy to order things online, but you're never going to hear these readings online. You got to actually show up in person, and you need the store for in order to do that.
Yeah, you can't meet these authors on the internet.
You cannot.
I suppose with Google Hangouts you could try, but you would never shake a hand that way.
That's so true.
Let's see, friend of the program Charles Titchener is playing out at Agave Lounge in the El Dorado Hotel tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. That's the Agave Lounge on San Francisco Street.
Great. Hey, those CCA movie tickets are still available. So,
oh, right.
Yeah, call 428-1382 and talk to the fabulous Nick and score a pair of tickets for any time that movie is playing.
What is the movie again?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It's a Return of the Mekons. It's about a British punk country band.
If nobody calls, can I have the tickets?
I don't know. We're going to have a conference and a meeting about that.
Okay.
Now, everybody, come on, give a call. Take a chance.
Somebody call. You know, and if you don't want to go, you can give the tickets to me, and I'll be happy to see this film. It sounds fascinating.
428-1382. So tomorrow at 7:30 at Gig Performance Space on 2nd Street is the Austin Piazzolla Quintet. They've been stunning audiences in Austin, Texas, and beyond since 2009. And they specialize in intense and passionate music of the late Argentine composer Astor Piazzolla, who happens to be one of my favorites. They continue in the Nuevo Tango tradition with unique arrangements of Piazzolla's classic compositions, plus improvisations, and also their own originals. And they're from Austin, and check it out. It seems to be a really, really big event. I've been hearing about that for a while.
Let's see, if you're less into watching other people perform and want to do it yourself, of course, tomorrow night at Tiny's is the best karaoke show in town.
Tiny's!
If you want to sing karaoke out in public, Tiny's is the place to do it. 8:30 tomorrow night. There's no cover. It's a lot of fun. I recommend it.
There's no cover, ladies and gentlemen, because it's just wrong to go to charge people to hear other people sing not so well.
That would be kind of perverse.
Have you ever sung karaoke in public?
I have, but only in America. In Japan, they charge a cover. They make make you pay for the room.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there is an event called Black Shirt Reads. It's a night of noir at the Jean Cocteau Cinema on Monday from 5:30 to 8:30, and that will include a staged reading of Blue Note, which is a neo-noir screenplay by local professional actors, a film noir overview by Professor Joel Collier from the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and a live critique of Blue Note by DGA director Janet Davidson. And the Black Shirt Reads events are really interesting. If I weren't going to Peter Gresta, I'd go to this because it's a chance for people who've written a screenplay to actually have it read aloud and get response from the public. And so it's a just terrific series at the Jean Cocteau. You can also go to blackshirtreads.net.
Very cool, very cool. Looks like Sunday at the CCA. He's been on the show. Issa
Nyafaga.
Nyafaga. He's having an opening of his show, The Artoonist.
Good.
Which
yeah.
is a collection of his political cartoons. They appeared in The Reporter. He was on the show talking about them. There's going to be a show at the CCA. That's at 3 p.m. on Sunday, and it's free.
Most excellent. I will be there, ladies and gentlemen. Issa is not only a wonderful artist and cartoonist. He's an incredible public servant and teacher and artist and performer and all-around amazing person. So here's something coming up beginning April 22nd and running through June. It's called Business Plan Toolkit, a working group for entrepreneurs. This class is designed as a mini MBA to introduce prospective and current small business owners to the basics of running a small business. It includes visiting professionals from Santa Fe and Albuquerque, and it's every Thursday evening from 5:30 to 7:30 at West Santa Fe at the Santa Fe Business Incubator. For more information, you go to west.org, but West has two S's, WESST.org. You can also call 474-6556, and they do all kinds of stuff, so we'll be keeping in tune with that organization.
Also, tonight at the Incubator, if I'm not mistaken, they're kicking off the Santa Fe Startup Weekend.
Yes.
Where entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial types, if you have an idea, you can sign up for the Startup Weekend, and they coach you through developing your business idea and your pitch, and by the end of the weekend, you pitch real investors, and they give you critique on your business idea. It sounds like if you have an idea for a small business, it'd be a worthwhile use of your time.
And if you think you might have an idea and you want to go see how other people do it, part of the deal is being on the teams of the other people who are pitching ideas. So you can, even if you don't have anything really quite yet to pitch, you can go show up and be part of starting somebody else's small business.
Yeah, I think it sounds really fun. And if I'm not mistaken, that's at 5 p.m. tonight is when it starts, and it's also on Saturday and Sunday at the Santa Fe Business Incubator.
Renaissance Institute for Lifelong Learning is at St. John's Methodist Church, and they're offering a four-day lecture series titled Immigration in the Borderlands, starting on Monday and going through Thursday. Each seminar takes place from 10 to noon. You can attend one or more, so you don't have to go to all of them. On Monday, Santa Fe's Lois Rudnick presents a lecture called Immigration in Film, and she'll be discussing all kinds of films. Tuesday, Allegra Love, who's an immigration attorney and works with the Adelante program to strengthen opportunities for academic achievement for young people in Santa Fe, for homeless children and youth in Santa Fe, will be talking about her work. On Wednesday, Demetria Martinez and Rennie Golden, both poets, nationally recognized authors and activists, will be reading from their work and discussing immigrant stories. And on Thursday, Brandon Johnson, associate minister at United Church of Christ, and a group of participants will present observations from their recent study tour in Tucson and Nogales and describe what's happening on the border and the work of a new agency, Humane Borders. For more information, renesan.org, that's spelled R-E-N-E-S-A-N.
That sounds heavy-hitting, hard-hitting. That's going to be really good.
All wonderful people. Almost all of them have been on the show.
On that note of things that we'd like to prevent here, Journey Santa Fe is having a talk on Sunday morning at Collected Works. This is a great group, and this is Rebecca Sobel and Zuby Wilson are going to be talking about putting a ban on fracking near Chaco Canyon. There's been a proposal recently to drill out there in the pristine wilderness around Chaco. And they're going to be talking about what we can do to ensure that that doesn't happen, to keep that area preserved for posterity.
Ay, caramba. At the New Mexico Museum of Art, there are some openings. Let's see. Material Matters, selection from the Joanne and Gifford Phillips gift, and Art on the Edge 2015, Friends of Contemporary Art and Photography juried show. Opening tonight at 5:30, there's a reception hosted by the Women's Board of the Museum of New Mexico. So it's always good to check out our museums on these nights when they have openings. It's free. It's really a nice time to go and check it out.
It's fun. It's cool. And let's see, on the topic of museums, Sunday at 2 o'clock, there's a free talk at the New Mexico History Museum. By Diana Pardue, who is the museum curator, and that's about Fred Harvey and American Indian art. It's going to be a good talk about the history of the Southwest and kind of how Santa Fe came up with a distinctive style that we have here. These talks are good. They're open to the public, and you're guaranteed to learn something.
Alexander McCall Smith has written a book called Emma, A Modern Retelling, and Alexander will be at Bookworks today, actually. Bookworks in Albuquerque at 7 in the evening. So you can call 344-8139 for more information. But if you're a Jane Austen fan, definitely go check it out.
I'm a quiet Jane Austen fan. That sounds intriguing.
You just let it out of the bag.
I know. I have to confess.
I am too. Who's not a Jane Austen fan?
I'm a huge fan of Emma. I think it's really cool.
Mr. Darcy, man.
He's the man. He's the best.
What else is going on?
Let's see here.
There is an event happening. Actually, there's an opening today. Oh, we already talked about that. Expressions in weaving. You got one for us?
Let's see. There's the all weekend long. There's the downtown walking tours, historic walking tours, where you can get a guided tour of downtown Santa Fe from many perspectives. There's the straight history edition, and there's also the ghost tour edition. And those are, let's see, 10:15 to 12:15 Mondays through Saturdays, and you can get a personalized guided tour, also guaranteed to learn something about what Santa Fe is and how it got here.
And it's always great to go to those tours. Actually, we went on one not too long ago, and walking around as a tourist in your own town turns out to be really fun.
I think it's important to be a tourist where you live, especially if you live somewhere like Santa Fe, because we have all sorts of things that I never knew. Never knew we're here, and would never find out if I didn't act like a tourist every once in a while.
We saw the Eternal Flame. For those of you who don't know what the Eternal Flame is, go check out one of the Santa Fe walking tours. All right, let's take the movie tickets are gone, by the way.
Oh, bummer! I wanted those.
Too bad, Max Wilukis. Let's see, the New Mexico Jewish Historical Society is a co-sponsor of Celebrating Israel, a community celebration of Israeli Independence Day on April 19th in Santa Fe. The Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival is presenting Above and Beyond at the CCA at 4 o'clock, followed by A Taste of Israel, a community celebration dinner, and Klezmer Entertainment at Temple Beth Shalom on East Barcelona Road. Now that sounds good.
I love klezmer.
I love Middle Eastern food.
Yeah.
And klezmer.
Let's see. Fans of country music. Tuesdays at the Matador. DJ Prairie Dog. I'm not sure if he gets enough love around here. DJ Prairie Dog every Tuesday at the Matador from 9 until close. He's got an incredible stack of old country records, old punk rock records, and he's a really talented DJ. He's a lot of fun, and that's Tuesdays at 9 p.m. at the Matador.
Great name, Prairie Dog.
Mm-hmm.
The Santa Fe Men's Camerata, under the direction of Karen Maroli and Bill Epstein, accompanist, is doing a program, a choral concert called On the Road Again. Yes, we're talking about Willie Nelson and all kinds of different music, you know, from traditional music of the British Isles to spirituals to Willie Nelson. And that's Saturday, tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church Congregation at 107 West Barcelona Road. For more information, you can call area code 225-571-6352 to make reservations, or you can get tickets at the door.
For Buddhists and non-Buddhists interested in Buddhism and Dharma, there will be a Dharma talk at the Upaya Zen Center this Wednesday at 5:30 in the afternoon. Speakers include Natalie Goldberg and Sean Murphy, and the talk is entitled Zen and the Art of Art.
Nice.
Where you can find out the Dharma of everyday artistic expression. I think it should be good. If you haven't been to Upaya, it's a beautiful place up there on the hill, and it's a good place to get your Zen on.
Excellent. And here's another one. On Thursday, the 23rd of April at 7 o'clock at Warehouse 21, Lorianne Fiorentino and Michael Cott will be in concert, two fabulous local musicians. For more information, you can call 989-4423. You can go to lorianfiorentino.com or warehouse21.org and definitely check it out. Lorianne had a successful crowdfunding campaign recently, so expect to see her new CD coming up very soon.
Do you run?
Only if I'm being chased.
I'm with you. However, for those of you in Santa Fe, and I see you out there running, if you like to run, on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., there's, I didn't know about this, a meetup for a two-mile run around downtown. It's called Rev Up Santa Fe. And 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, you can meet up and run around downtown.
Most excellent. Well, the music is playing, and that's all we got for now. So, ladies and gentlemen, Maxwell Lucas is with us from time to time, speaking of the arts, and don't forget Lulz Comedy Night at Skylight tomorrow night.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks for being with us in the Radio Cafe.